Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I just finished taping my Real America's Voice TV show that'll air tomorrow, America's Top 10 Countdown, where I picked the top 10 stories of the week, and it'll air tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Fridays are a crazy day for me. Can you imagine? I've got my radio show, I've got the Lindell TV show, and I've got the Real America's Voice show, and I am also the executive producer and basically the script writer of the Real America's Voice show. And so it takes me about 2 hours to script the show out and then do it, and then come back and do Lindell TV and USA Audio Network. So a lot of stuff goes on a Friday, but you can watch the show tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I am Wayne Allen Root. If you haven't figured that out yet, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. I've already got some topics I just printed out. With about 10 minutes to go, I finished the other show. Now it's time for this show. That's why I didn't bother putting my jacket on. I'm just exhausted. I don't care. I should just rip my shirt off and just go. Yeah, ratings will go through the roof. There we go. I could be Tucker. I could be Tucker. Root gone wild. War on wild. But I already have topics for next week's show because I was printing out a few stories to talk about today, and I'll bet you these make my top 10 next week. First of all, Las Vegas has just been named the number 2 top moving destination in the United States of America by Penske Truck Rental, 13th annual top moving destinations list. And for the second year in a row, Houston, Texas, number 1, Las Vegas, number 2, second year in a row. And then the others in the top 10, Dallas, Texas, not in any order now, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, if you want to start counting red state, blue state, Houston, Texas in a red state, Las Vegas, Nevada, zero income tax and a Republican governor, so I'd now call it a red state, Orlando, Florida, red state. Phoenix, Arizona, I think it's a completely red state, and they just keep rigging and stealing elections. But I think Carrie Lake won by double digits. I think she won by 20 points. So I call it a red state. Atlanta, Georgia, Republican governor, red state. Charlotte, North Carolina, red state. Dallas, Texas, red state. Jacksonville, Florida, red state. San Antonio, Texas, red state. And Austin, the most liberal city in Texas, but still in a red state. My point is, everything on this list people are moving to is a red state. And how about taxes? Houston, Texas has zero state income tax. Las Vegas, Nevada, zero state income tax. Orlando, Florida, zero state income tax. Phoenix, Arizona, low taxes. Atlanta, Georgia, low taxes. Charlotte, North Carolina, low taxes. Dallas, Texas, zero state income tax. Jacksonville, Florida, zero income tax. San Antonio, Texas, zero income tax. Austin, Texas, zero income tax. So people like, obviously, states with no taxes and smaller government and easier to live in, a little bit lower living expenses, and the sun shines always out, right? These are all sunny southern states, right? Texas, southern state. Las Vegas is basically a southern, always sunny desert. Orlando, Florida, sunny southern state. Phoenix, Arizona, sunny desert state. Atlanta, Georgia, sunny southern state. Charlotte, North Carolina, sunny southern state. Dallas, same thing. Jacksonville, same thing. San Antonio and Austin, same thing. People are moving where the sun is out and the taxes are zero, and obviously where Republicans are in total control in almost every one of these. Las Vegas is an exception. Republican governor, zero income tax, but an all-Democrat legislature. Phoenix is an exception. because even though it seems like an all-Republican state and they dominate both legislatures, they've got a Democrat governor, and they voted Democrat in the presidential race in 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia, even though it's low taxes, and a Republican governor also voted Democrat in the presidential race. So a little bit of a mixed bag, but mostly southern, sunny, low or no taxes, Republicans mostly in charge. That's where people are moving. That's where the whole country's going. Some other issues that will pop up. It could be in next week's top 10. 32% of veteran-owned small businesses could not pay the rent last month. Overall, just about 4 out of every 10 small businesses couldn't pay their rent last month. 39% of all small businesses behind in their rent. The figure was 30% in January couldn't pay their rent. Now it's 39%, up 9 points in a matter of a couple of months. Very high. And although 39% is high, the situation is even worse for some people. For minority-owned small businesses, 48% could not pay April's rent. For women's owned small businesses, 40% could not pay their rent. For veterans, 32% couldn't pay their rent. But that's the highest jump of any group, highest surge. March, 15%, excuse me. March, 17% of veteran-owned small businesses could not pay their rent. In April, it was 32%, biggest surge in any category. So, and when they ask them why, here are some of the answers. Their rent is too high. 53% said their rent is higher than 6 months ago. 49% of the landlords say they're thriving and they're able to charge more. So, to make up for their losses during COVID. So landlords are happy, but they're ripping us all off, and the average businessman is getting destroyed. But the real big reason I saw, of course, is inflation. And also they can't apply for any financial help because all the banks are no longer lending. Especially, not just because of a bad economy or anything, because of what just happened with Silicon Valley Bank and all the banks and all the interest rate hikes. Basically, banks have cut out lending. So small businesses have got major, major problems. And it's what I keep saying. You know, my great friend Kip Herridge runs his Vertical Research Advisory, VRA, newsletter. And it's the most fantastic newsletter. But it shows there's two different worlds. Kip will tell you Wall Street is doing great and is going to keep going higher because all the big companies are in great shape. They don't need banks. Or if they need a bank will loan to you if you're a billion-dollar company with $1 billion in the bank. But small business is dying out there. Dying. And inflation is killing us. It's just terrible. And you'll also hear that inflation has peaked, and I get it. It is peaked because it's not going up anymore the way it was last year. So it's peaked. But what does that mean? Nothing. 5 years ago, a cup of coffee would have cost me, I don't know, I don't drink coffee, so it's a bad example. But let's just say 5 years ago, a cup of coffee would be $2, and today it's $8 at Starbucks. Well, does it help me that it's not going to be 12 tomorrow? It's still 8, and it used to be 2. So coffee is too expensive. So I could tell you when I go to the grocery store, my bills are through the roof. And I notice no difference now versus 6 months or a year ago. So what does peaky inflation have to do with anything? Nothing. All it means is it went to a certain amount, and now it's staying there. Well, that area it's staying in is too high. Nobody could afford it. Another story that is kind of in my wheelhouse for next week. Trapped Americans in Sudan, Africa, shocked and disgusted, left by Biden to fend for themselves. I mean, the Europeans got their people out of Sudan. Right? There's been an overthrow of the government. There's a revolution going on, civil war going on, war going on, out of the blue, and the American people are stuck there, thousands of them, just like Afghanistan. Biden leaves everybody behind. This is a huge story. Didn't make my list because I had so many stories. I had 50 top 10 stories. I had to narrow it down to 10. But the Chinese got their people out and the Europeans got their people out. The Chinese sent warships and the people boarded, Chinese people in Sudan boarded the ships, and they left and brought them back to China. The Americans are trapped on the ground. Joe Biden has no way to save them. He never heard of, like, Naval Special Forces, Navy SEALs. You never heard of Navy SEALs? You never heard of Army Commandos? You never heard of Rangers? You never heard of Green Berets? We have no way to save anybody in Sudan, Africa? This is Biden. I still don't know if it's just because he's a zombie puppet with dementia making poo-poo in his pants, and the people behind him are purposely, intentionally wrecking our country from sea to shining sea, making everything go wrong. Or he really doesn't have anyone behind him, and he can't make the trains run on time because he's brain dead. He's an incompetent loser who doesn't know where he is. Do you know the speech the other day? I'm going to do my Biden imitation. I can't do his voice, but I'm going to give you the script of what he said. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been traveling a lot. And my last country, you know where I went? Oh, I can't remember. Where did I go? I don't know. Where did I go? And a little girl in the crowd said, Ireland. And he went, you're right. She got it right. I went to Ireland. How'd you know? We got a president who doesn't know where he was. Oh, my God. Truly incredible. And Pfizer silently funded nonprofit Chicago Urban League to promote a citywide vaccine mandate. This is the story of the year, the story of the century. You may not be able to sue the vaccine manufacturers because they've got no liability. They were given immunity. But we don't know if that's going to last because they committed fraud. That's gone. But you need to sue the media. If someone you know has died or you're sick and injured, if someone in your family is dead, the breadwinner is dead, we need class action lawsuits, $1 trillion class action lawsuits against media, social media, the government in conspiracy with each other, corporations that forced you to get vaccinated, and anyone who took the bribes from Pfizer and other big pharma companies to not tell the truth about the vaccine needs to go to jail and be sued for trillions.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner, casino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, the Roots, the Roots, the Roots on fire. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver that is delivered right to your door or in your retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call toll-free 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, so here's the deal, folks. I'm going to give you a little preview of my top 10, as I did last Friday, and I try to do every Friday from now on in. I thought that would be a good idea. So you get to watch the show the full hour tomorrow, but nonetheless, I think it's good to get a preview. So first of all, I do a Babylon Bee comedy section of the show. To just make you laugh a little bit. And there are a couple of really good ones. In an ominous threat to the nation, Biden says he's running again to finish the job. I think that's a great line. Biden's going to finish the job of open borders and destroyed economy and destroyed small business and destroyed energy industry and all the people dead, all the cadavers dead from the COVID vaccine. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Biden's destroyed everything he touches. And then I'll give you one more. Mayor Pete, you know, Butt Edge. I call Mayor Pete Butthead, announces the closure of the interstate system for 10 days as highways undergo racial sensitivity training. And the key to comedy is there's got to be truth in it, right? This guy is retarded. Mayor Pete is retarded. He thinks highways are racist. He thinks that traffic is racist. And he thinks that, what's the third one? There was another one. He thinks, pollution. He thinks pollution is racist. I mean, and crash test dummies are racist. He wants female crash test dummies because it's sexist. to have only male crash test dummies. And then I'll give you one more. Fauci says he never locked anything down and has never heard of COVID. And that's, again, there's truth in that. Fauci is in a denial that he's the one that wanted the nation locked down. He's in denial that he recommended schools be closed. He's in denial that he ever said that we should all take vaccines and it should be mandatory and the vaccines work. He's in denial that he said everyone has to be masked after you first said masks don't work. All right, so top 10. Number 10, my number 10 story of the week, so I start at the back and work my way to the number one story, is the Tucker Carlson story. It's one thing for me to give a commentary that, you know, they never should have fired Tucker and it's the deep state at work and they're going to kill Fox News, it's the new Bed Bath & Beyond. But it's another to see the numbers in action. Tucker at one point during 2020 had 4.5 million people every day watching his show. Lately, it's 3.5 million. In the first week he was gone, it went to 2.5 million, and then to 1.7 million, and then last night's show got 1.3 million. 3.5 million to 1.3. Crater! It's done! It's gone! And it's going to spread to every Fox anchorman. And then the Patriots, conservative Patriots who watch Fox News are canceling their Fox Nation streaming subscriptions at a record rate, and of course the stock is tanking. And then the worst news of all, for Rupert Murdoch, which makes the old man fall out of his chair, latest Rasmussen poll, Tucker Carlson is more popular than Fox News. Fox News got a 53 approval rating, Tucker got a 59. So Rupert took a gamble that no one is bigger than Fox News, and he lost. He lost. Because not only was Tucker bigger than Fox News, I don't think Fox News is even liked anymore by most people on the right. They watched it because they feel like there's nothing else to watch. They have no choice. If you ever put a really good conservative network up against them, they would slay them. They would slay them. Fox News would be history. And I think it's obvious they're going to sell Fox News, and they're going to, you know, it won't be a conservative network anymore. They'll turn it into a gardening channel. Whatever it's going to be, it's not going to be a conservative channel anymore. That's why they got rid of their most popular host during the week, and Dan Bongino, their most popular host on weekends. Because they want to sell it unencumbered, you know, without worrying about million-dollar contracts and big stars. And they want the ratings to tank, I guess. Either that, or, as I mentioned on the show, there's been a new PS that's happened in the last day. Suddenly, people in the know are saying they're going to make Tucker stick to his contract for 3 years. They're going to pay him $60 million over 3 years so that he can't work anywhere else. So he will not be available during the 2024 presidential election to pump up conservatives and give you reasons why you're voting for Trump and excite you and motivate you to vote for Trump. So maybe in the end, that's the main reason they did it. Rupert Murdoch hates Trump that much, and Paul Ryan hates Trump that much. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden is commuting the sentences of 31 nonviolent drug offenders. The move is part of a broader effort by the administration to improve rehabilitation programs in jails and prisons. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. The third bank takeover of the year is expected as USA regulators will take over First Republic Bank. Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. The National Park Service says most of Yosemite Valley will be closed from tonight through at least Wednesday because of expected flooding. The Harlem community will honor Harry Belafonte tomorrow. The Grammy-winning singer, actor, and activist died earlier this week at the age of 96. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, way down the roof. The roof is on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality. Far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. How would you like to save 10%, 20%, 30%, 40% or more on every product? Great. PatriotStore.com. Everything you use around your household. Their cleaning products, as an example, aren't just less expensive and better quality and made in the USA, but they're much safer for children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. Their meat, now they've got the beef, is cattle raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA, never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members, but like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member, so go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, someone will contact you, make it really easy for you to sign up, GreatPatriotStore.com, and you know I've got the hot-selling book out, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and in that book, I've got MyPillow, Michael Lindell. I've got the Trump Organization. I've got In-N-Out Burger. I've got Chick-fil-A. I've got Hobby Lobby. I've got all the great companies that are good for America, and one of them, GreatPatriotStore.com. All right. We've got our guest, Ben Armstrong, is with us. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com. Mr. Ben Armstrong, how are you?
No, I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for having me back on.
If only the nation was doing as great as you and I, we'd be okay, but it's not. It's everywhere I go, people say, how are you, Wayne?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm doing great, but the nation is screwed. Screwed. It's very sad. Do you think we're coming back? I don't know that we're coming back. I don't know if there's even a chance. I think elections are rigged, and the bad guys are in control of everything that matters. Hollywood, the media, social media, Silicon Valley, the teachers' unions, every college professor, every college dean, every head of every police department, every head of the military, not the soldiers, not the cops, but the ones in charge, every corporation, you name it, the court system, all the lawyers, the Bar Association, the CDC, the AMA, the FDA, all the government agencies, all the government employees, all run by liberals, i.e. communists. What chance do you have? We got to beat these people, but I'm not sure if it's possible. Speak.
Yeah, I don't sugarcoat things ever on my show. And I ask people this. Do you think we're heading towards the end times that the Bible is talking about? And I always get yes. And they'll
yes,
say,
yeah,
I think we're really close to the end times. Well, if that's the case, we're not going to win. Sadly, I mean, the Bible already tells us
the saints are overrun. Wait, you got to educate me. I thought we win in the end times. I don't think we're the end times. Well, aren't the end for us. We win, don't we?
We lose, and then Jesus comes and he wins. So we win because Jesus wins, but with our might, our power. Like, we're trying to get Trump back in 2024 with rigged elections. We're trying to use our might with the truth. We're pounding the truth. We're trying really hard. And the beast system says it overcomes the saints in the end. The saints are overcome by the beast system, meaning we lose. But it's a temporary loss.
Right.
It's a temporary loss. So Christians are right when they say, yeah, in the end we win. Everything's going to collapse when they get their way. When they get their global government, it's all going to fail. God's going to send his judgments on the earth at the same time. And then Jesus will return and he wins. It's not us. It's him. We're not going to use our power, our might to win. So I try to remind people that's what the Bible says. So you got to get prepared. The Bible says there's a falling away of the church. Are we not in the falling away of the church? The Bible says right before this tribulation period, good will be considered evil and evil will be considered good.
And that's
when
happening.
I was a kid,
I knew
that wasn't the case. But now it's, for sure, that's happening.
Right.
So we're in all the signs that were right before this beast system. So I think America is going to its own destruction. I believe, and this is when I came to this conclusion, when they stole the election from Donald Trump.
Right. That
because was Trump was a, when he won, he was a, I was hoping a second chance, right? That's what we're all hoping. Clean out the swamp, drain the swamp. We wanted a second chance.
Which he
and
didn't
then
do.
When they
Which
stole
he didn't
it right
do.
From, yeah, and he didn't do. No.
No.
What he did, as I looked back, he exposed the right and how corrupt the right is. He exposed the left even more. He exposed the media. Remember before Trump ran, me and you, Wayne, we were trying to convince people that the media was this corrupt, evil, horrible thing. And not until Donald Trump ran did it click for the majority of Americans. Now the majority of Americans know that it's corrupt. So what happened? Trump exposed America's evils, really, is what is happening. He made the rhinos show who they are. He made the Democrats show who they are, and they're still showing who they are. And so I look and say, oh, now I know what God has done with Donald Trump. He used Donald Trump so that we Christians can see America's about to get judged. All its sins are being revealed, and God always reveals the sins of a nation before he judges it. So I think judgment is coming. America's destruction is coming. I know that's all doom and gloom. That's not what people want to hear, but that's what I'm seeing. And I think
let me give you the positive flip on that, okay? Glass is half full, half empty. I agree with everything you just said. But in the end, when Jesus wins, we do then come back and win. We're not going to all be dead. Maybe out of 300 million people, there'll be 100 million left. And suddenly we'll rebuild America right again. So there will be winners. But there will be a lot of pain between now and then. I think that's pretty obvious, right? Does that sound about right? We don't have to all die.
There's a millennial period. Well, the church is going to be removed at some point. Christians argue whether that gets into the pre-trib rapture, mid or post rapture, and I'm not going to go into all that. It doesn't matter what people believe about that. I don't really care. At some point, I think the Bible is clear, the church will be removed. So that would mean all Christians who are believing are removed, but then new people would become believers after that occurs regardless, and there will be people that make it through everything, absolutely. Right. And when Jesus returns, you get that thousand-year millennial period of Jesus ruling, and it'll prove he's the perfect king, is really what it will prove. But then leaves after 1,000 years. This is amazing. And then the world goes back to chaos and crap and goes against God after that 1,000-year millennial period.
Well, I'm not going to worry about 1,000 years tonight. Can you put in a message to Jesus, tell him to hurry up? Okay, come on, man. You're taking too long. Come on down. Come on down. Like Monty Hall. Come on down, Jesus. We need you now. We need you now. All right, let's...
we're calling out.
Let's talk about Tucker Carlson a little bit. And no, he is not Jesus, but he's a pretty good conservative commentator, and a lot of people like him. And I think Fox is ruined. I wrote the commentary that they are the new Bed Bath & Beyond. They don't realize what they've done to themselves, but I don't think there's any coming back from this. What do you say?
They absolutely do realize what they've done. They don't care. They knew they were going to destroy Fox News, and they made the bet of this. In a globalist society that they know is coming, you have to decide, are you going to be with the globalists or against the globalists? And they've decided, and the Murdochs have decided, we're going with the globalists even if we lose all our ratings, because I don't want to oppose this globalist government. It's too hard. And then I can be CNN. I don't have to have ratings to make tons of money. CNN doesn't have ratings.
Right,
he made
no
tons of money.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, I can be that. And I don't have to worry. And then the left doesn't oppose me.
But it isn't that cut and dried. In other words, CNN makes tons of money. You're right. Ben Armstrong's right. But that's because they're the number one go-to network in the world outside of the United States. Every time I travel outside the United States and I go to a hotel room, there's only one English station, CNN International. So they make money all over the world. In the United States, they're getting their head handed to them, and that's why they fired the former head, and they brought a new guy in. Nobody wants to lose money. So the new guy is panicking because he's been a total failure, too, and they're not doing any better, and they need to do something fast. They should hire Tucker Carlson is what they should do. But he may not be able to work for the next 3 years. But nobody wants their network to go down, Ben. I don't believe anyone wants it to go down. I think you're right, but you're slightly off. I think the Murdochs made a decision they're going to sell, and they'll pick up their several billion dollars and walk away from the table and take their chips, and they're going to sell it. It's going to become a gardening channel or a globalist channel or a Pfizer channel. Whatever it is, it won't be Fox News anymore, and they walk away smiling. That's what I think is happening.
That is a very clever and smart take that I didn't think of. I wish I had.
They're trying to dump the network.
That's a very possible. That might make more sense than what I'm saying. I do think when it comes to losing money, we have moved into a point where the big corporations are willing to lose money if they have a long-term take of the globalist government. Mm-hmm. They want to be in the good graces because they know what's coming. They also know that there's going to be an economic collapse and the dollar's going to be gone and the whole financial system's going to change. So settling to pay $700 and some million to Dominion, they might be betting, yeah, but we can appeal, and in 5 years, we know that we're going to switch the whole economy and the money will be changed and everything changes. So they could be betting on things like that. I mean, there's things
possible. But by the way, they might be betting wrong because they don't know they're going to win. They may think they're going to win. I don't think it's over yet. I think before all the things you see coming, which I agree are coming, there will be civil war and revolution in the streets. And I don't think we're going to lose that battle. I really don't. I think we're going to win that battle. So I'm trying to see the bright side here or there. But we'll see. Hey, don't go anywhere, Ben. I want to bring you back for another segment. You got time?
Sure.
Okay, good. We're bringing Ben right back. Ben Armstrong, host the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. We'll be right back. More with Ben and yours truly, Wayne Ellery, War, in a sec. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn. If you have a patriot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Way down the roots, the roots, the roots, the roots on fire. And of course, as always, the sponsor of this great show is MyPillow, the great Michael Lindell. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep in simple, in short, the greatest pillow ever invented. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Michael Lindell's products. MyPillow.com for all your bedding needs. You know, the bed sheets and the mattress covers and the slippers and the pillows, and mystore.com for everything else. And both places you can use the promo code ROOTS for Wayne Allen Roots, R-O-O-T, ROOTS. And that gets you the best sale price, the best discount on every product Mike Lindell sells, mypillow.com, mystore.com, promo code ROOT. We're back with Ben Armstrong, host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I see a talking point here I got to get into. And, of course, I know this already, but I want you to talk about it with my fans. U.S. government paid hospitals to lie and people die. Tell them what you mean.
Yeah, that show is actually recapping stuff that has been exposed from a long time ago. But a lot of people, I realize, still might not know because they weren't paying attention at the time.
Most people still don't know, Ben. I swear to you, most people don't know.
Yeah. The hospitals were paid from beginning to end to lie to you about COVID, to drive up the numbers and to drive death numbers up. And they could make up to, listen to this, this is not a joke, up to $100,000 per patient if they went through all the protocols. If they did it to 10 people, they would make $1 million. And that is, you come in, you get the COVID test. If you test positive, they would get bonuses for that. If they put you on a ventilator, they would get a ton of money for that. If they
remdesivir,
COVID death, they would get money. If they put you on remdesivir, they got a 20% bonus on the entire Medicare bill.
Wow.
20% bonus for putting you on remdesivir. So that's what we were recapping is all of that. And so they lied and they killed people. Why? To create fear on the American people. And it's not the doctors per se. The government was smart enough to know that the heads of the hospital would be greedy enough to force the doctors to do this kind of thing. And that's what they did.
Did you know what the name nurses have given to remdesivir? Are you aware?
No, I don't know that.
REM death is near. That's what they call it. Nurses all call it with a wink and a nod because they know every time you give it to someone, they either die or come close to death. Their kidneys shut down, their organs shut down, and they all face death. And yet they're given a huge bonus for giving this horrendous drug. Now, before we get sued by someone, let me say out loud, it's an opinion show, it's my opinion, and I'm quoting nurses' opinion, and I can't state that it's a fact. It's not a fact, it's alleged. Remdesivir is death is near. It's a really bad drug. It's my opinion, it's just an opinion. So I want to make sure I say that so nobody can sue me, because you're allowed to have opinions in the United States, and I'm stating out loud, it's not a fact. Except if you're one of the people who's relative is dead now, you probably feel it's a fact, but I can't state it's a fact. Okay, now we can move on with the show, Ben. That's what you got to do nowadays, right?
The remdesivir, yeah, but in the remdesivir trials, it is a fact that it affected the organs. They know that. It failed in Africa. It was the worst drug, and that's why Fauci picked it, because it was the worst one. And they knew it could shut down your kidneys. And if you remember, the doctors were saying, the doctors didn't understand that it was remdesivir. The doctors were saying, this is so bizarre that this airborne virus attacks the lungs so much that this massive fluid builds up in the lungs. But what they didn't realize is remdesivir was causing the kidneys to shut down. And when kidneys shut down, fluid builds up in the lungs. So then they would put them on a respirator and then
they're definitely
they would
dead.
Die. And they would make
definitely
money.
Dead. Yeah. You know, a friend of mine, his father was in the hospital with COVID, and they thought he'd be just fine. The doctor said he's recovering. And then they found out how good ivermectin was, so they raced to the hospital, and that was when they wouldn't allow you in. They would not allow anyone to come in the hospital. So they said, we have to give this to our father. This is ivermectin, and it's a miracle drug. And they said, we can't give it to him. No, 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 no. So they literally tried to pay off a nurse to give it to him, and she wouldn't take it because she thought she'd lose her job. And so they tried 100 different ways. Nobody ever allowed him to do it. But they did call these people, my friends, and say, he's doing much better. We're going to let him out in like a few days. And then they called him a day later and said, we're sorry to tell you he's dead. And that's what was going on in our country. You couldn't use the miracle drug.
No.
But they killed all these people. They let him die. They said he's going to be fine. He's dead in a day. Scary stuff, Ben. Scary stuff.
And none of them will be held accountable, but God will get them. God will get them.
Yeah, terrible, terrible stuff. I think that's the reason in the end Murdoch and them are petrified of Tucker, and they're petrified of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because they're all afraid of being sued for being part of a conspiracy to lie and withhold the truth. They were in conspiracy. They took money to lie about COVID and to lie about the vaccine and to cover up the vaccine deaths. And I believe in the end, there's going to be billion-dollar or trillion-dollar class action lawsuits, and they're all going to pay, and they could lose their TV networks. And that's why they got to keep the cover-up going. That's why they're so scared letting anyone out who tells the truth. Ben, you tell the truth. I tell the truth. Let's keep doing it. Host the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Ben, thank you. God bless you for your courage. Have a great weekend. Got to stay positive, man. Got to stay positive. Despite everything we say, I stay positive. I want you to be positive. We will win in the end. I do believe that. God bless. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. I'm back on the radio right now. PSA Audio.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.